Can you describe the district that you'll be representing as a senator?
Yes, it's the three counties that I currently represent. It goes then to the east of that, picks up Rauch County, which is Steamboat Springs, and then it also picks up Summit County.
So, how do you feel about kind of representing a bigger area?
It will be a challenge. The big difference is, I think, that it includes some very popular tourist areas. There are ski areas in the wintertime, but in the summer they're very busy as well. So it's going to be an interesting combination of very rural areas and resort areas.
Politically speaking, is it more diverse than what you currently represent?
I think it is. Resort areas tend to be a different demographic than some of the small rural towns. So, yes.
So if a lot of your constituents say have a different opinion about how, public land should be used, do you feel like you have room to compromise?
I've been pretty active in public land issues ever since I've been here. I ran a bill in 15 to get ask the state to help the counties deal more directly or more comprehensively with the federal government on use of public lands. That's been very popular. I'd like to extend that. I see it as some new challenges, but an extension of what I've already been working on.
Who's going to replace you as the representative from House District 57?
Well, there'll be a vacancy committee. I think they plan to convene on February 5th. And actually, Joyce Rankin, my wife, currently State Board of Education member, it will apply, has applied for that.
And you don't have any say on who gets picked for that
No,
position.
not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. As a senator, how are your roles and responsibilities going to change, do you think?
I think it'll be roughly the same. I'll just be working through the Senate. I think about 80% of my work will continue, maybe 85% continue to be budget related. The other issues I want to continue to work on are really the cost of health care in our region, and it's not a partisan issue. So I want to, and so that's an example of what I'll do outside of the budget committee work.
Right. For the past 9 months or so, right, you have been heading a committee to figure out how to repeal the Gallagher Amendment. Will that work continue?
We are looking at trying to repeal the Gallagher Amendment and replace it with something. And that's a heavy lift. We have some bills that are ready to be introduced, but we're trying to make sure we have the right approach, that will appeal to all parts of the state.
Right. The Democrats control the House, they control the Senate, and they also control the governor's mansion. What's it like to be a Republican at the state capitol today?
Well, I will say that on the bills that I have worked on and the issues that I worked on last year, the Democrats are still reaching out to me and including me in those bills. So I don't feel pushed aside.
You don't feel pessimistic that some of the initiatives that you kind of spoke about during your campaign, during your reelection, that those are going to be harder to achieve because of the majorities that Democrats have.
I do not. I was not working on anything that I think is now a dead end because of that.
Representative Rankin, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Wyatt, always a pleasure.